Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, April 1st, 2025. I have your host, James, here, and I am joined by our good friends, Baxter Arndt and Jacob... Jacob...
We tried that last week.
Kladakowitz?
Close. Klakowitz.
Klakowitz. I knew I was forgetting a syllable there. It's Klakowitz. Thank you, Jacob, for being here and putting up with me. I appreciate it. Baxter and Jacob are joining us from the Southland County YMCA and the Adams YMCA Aspires Health Center. We want to send a big thank you to our friends at Tri-City Services, sponsoring this segment, giving us a chance to talk more with our Y and find out some of the cool things going on over there. And right away, thank you guys for what you put into our community, all the work you do here. We greatly appreciate it. I want to begin, if you don't mind, Baxter, with Healthy Kids Day and dive into that a little bit.
All right. We'll do our best here with Healthy Kids Day. Healthy Kids Day is nationwide, so every Y in the entire country celebrates Healthy Kids Day. Some are spread out different weekends, different days of the week. Ours is April 26th this year, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We always pack with food trucks outside. We usually bring in a fire truck, the police vehicles, whatever they decide to bring. And then inside the Y, it's an opportunity for any kid to come in, have fun, try the pool, go in the gym, play Gaga ball, meet a lot of our sponsors at their booths, and even win a few prizes.
It's a really cool opportunity for families to maybe even check out the Y if you haven't done so before. If you're a regular person over there, it's a great opportunity to maybe just have some fun and joy. And it's a opportunity for us to, you know, show what so much of what we do as a community is about, these kids and building a better future for them, making this community stronger and better for them, along with having a lot of fun. They've been doing this for a long time, too. So this is a really fun event and looking forward to it. Again, that is April 26th.
Correct.
All right. So save the date, everybody. You can find out more about the program and what's going on with this event by going to ymca.org, and you'll find that right into their kids section right there. I found it real easy. It's right there for you. Again, ymca.org. We'll get that information out there more as we go along. Save the date. Mark it. April 26th. Going to be a good one, everybody. I want to dive into summer camp a little bit, in part because it'll make us feel warmer. Whatever curveballs Mother Nature tries to throw at us, spring is here and summer is coming. It is going to get nicer out. It is going to get warmer. And with that, we want to get people ready for summer camp, Baxter.
Yes, absolutely. Our staff is pumped. Our kids who are coming back are pumped. And the Boys and Girls Club is pumped because this year we're collaborating. This year we're going to have twice as many kids as we did last year going through our summer camp program, experiencing a lot of new activities that we're trying to set up and start, along with some leadership programs. So the goal for 2025 is to innovate summer camp a bit. I like to remind all the parents that it's a screen-free opportunity. So sometimes that's tough to get your kids away from the screens. It's a good place because they don't even remember they have cell phones. Mm-hmm. They're so embraced in everything we're doing at camp, all the activities, everything from yoga to fishing, canoeing, going on picnics, and sometimes just laying in a hammock and reading.
You really you guys worked really hard to give a variety of things. Every kid's going to be into something different. So being able to, if I can put it this way, distract them from their phone instead of the other way around here and everything, you got to be able to catch them. You got to be able to see what sparks their interest, what brings them in. And you have a wide variety of things for that.
Yeah. And we have a wide variety of activities. We have a wide variety of interests from those kids. So we try not to leave anything out. If you're creative, it's the right place to be. If you're sporty, it's the right place to be. And if you just love to play in the sand, it's the right place to be. So we try to make sure everybody understands that it's fun all the time, mm-hmm. even when the activity might not be your favorite. But registration's open. We have continued our early bird registration through April 18th to try and make sure everybody gets the opportunity to save a little bit of money. Registration will be open through the entire summer, so you can kind of sign up as we go. That way you don't have to dish it all out right away. But it's a good opportunity. We're ramping up, and myself along with our summer staff are really excited.
You know, it's one of those things, too, that especially when you're able to do this for kids when they're younger. I don't like this phrase that much because I think it gets a little overused. But every once in a while, it really is noteworthy getting them out of their comfort zone and whatever that might be. And most of the time you do this, and while they may take a little bit to get used to it and get comfortable, kids adapt so quickly. And the idea, I mean, anybody who's ever asked their teenager to take out the garbage and 2 seconds later they're on a TV or something like that, you know how quickly they can be distracted. It works the other way. Away from that technology, they immediately forget about that technology, as you were saying there a bit, Baxter. So being able to catch them in that moment and get them turned on to something else is such a great opportunity for not only them, but again, our future. And again, building this, you don't know what that spark might do. Or even so, seeing somebody like you, Baxter, and being like, well, I want to do that one day. I mean, that could even be the thing. Who knows where that spark may happen. The ability of not only giving them so many options and so many a variety of things to try and do, along with the idea of, man, there's so many things that could spark that interest.
Yeah. It's interesting. As a camper, I never thought that this would be the position I'd be in. Hmm. However, I was told that this is the position I'd probably end up in.
Yeah.
Which I think I can see that in some of our campers, some of our young leaders. It's hilarious because, again, they can see things. We can see things in these campers that they can't see in themselves yet. But it's a place for them to flourish and be whoever they want to be.
We're focusing a lot on the kids, and rightfully so, and we're wanting them to be a part of this program, a part of camp and everything. But we do want to remind everybody this is also a fun opportunity. There are fun opportunities for adults out there. You guys are hiring right now.
Absolutely. Let's jump into that. So the Y in general is hiring, but I'm going to start with summer camp. Camp is hiring counselors, a waterfront director, and a cook for our lunches and meals out there. To apply, you can either apply online or you can grab an application at the Y. You need to be 18 or older to be in any of those positions. If they have any questions, they can send me an email. It's arndt@swc.org. SWCYMCA.org.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes I forget. But we're hiring for all those camp positions. We are also hiring at the Y in a lot of different facets. So we're looking for lifeguards. We are who get paid fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
We are also looking for a new childcare staff. So if you have time that you want to give, or if you are looking for a good opportunity, the Y's got you.
Are these part-time, full-time jobs? Or are they
kind of a mixture? So at camp, we're looking for mostly part-time staff. Mm-hmm. The lifeguards, we're looking for both part-time and full-time. And this could be seasonal or it could be an actual position. And then a full-time role in our child care center.
And I imagine that any age is welcome for something like this, other than, you know, you got to be 18 and above. Certainly, if you are a younger person out there, you're getting ready for college or you're in college and you're looking for something to pay the bills during the summer or something like that, you talk about win-win opportunities that you don't get a ton in the business world. The idea of being able to make a paycheck while also you're outdoors, you're enjoying yourself, you're getting a experience, a real-time experience that a classroom or a book can't give you. I imagine that you guys can speak to this much better than I can, but it's something that you really got to be in the middle of to really experience and feel. So especially if you are somebody who is younger and thinking about going to school for some industry like this or anything, what a great opportunity to really get some homework done early and enjoy yourself while also, again, making a paycheck.
Yeah, I would say that our staff, and I'm talking specifically about camp right now because that's my department, mm-hmm. but I would say that they get a lot more than a paycheck. And when they leave, they want to be back there the next morning. They want to see the kids. They want to be out there every single day, which is pretty special. So it's a lot more. I mean, we'll fill up your bank account, but at the same time, you get a lot of neat experiences that you probably wouldn't get otherwise.
When I've had other job offers from other companies and other businesses and everything, the pay is really nice, and it's tempting sometimes. And I think about, well, what about this and this and this factor that only this area, only this radio station can offer me? And it just it's nice. Thank you for the offer, but I'm moving on. Yeah. I'm happy where I am.
Yeah.
There's something about that in life. and finding that in life, and when you can. And this is an industry that is welcoming to that and really gives people that opportunity to find that. So many people, especially younger people out there, and what we've seen since COVID even, they're not looking for a job. They're looking for a career. They're looking for something that they can really put some good work into. And when they leave, or if they leave, whether it's retirement or finding another position, being able to look back and say, I did some good with that. I didn't just make a paycheck. I actually did some good. We're seeing that more and more, especially in younger people. Here is a perfect opportunity for it, and a great chance to put that into use.
Absolutely.
We will get information of how they can reach out to you, Baxter, before we wrap up. But thank you, man. Appreciate all that coverage right there. I got to talk basketball. I have to. It's in my blood, you guys. I love basketball. And any opportunity to talk about it, I will. And Jacob, you guys have a basketball tournament going on.
Yeah, pretty soon. I mean, in the theme of March Madness and everything going on right now, we're looking to have a 3v3 8-foot, so we're bringing the hoops down to 8 feet, basketball tournament. And that's going to be held on April 19th, a Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 12, with then a dunk contest, to put in phrase, 8-foot again, So everybody has the opportunity, a chance to dunk if they have that capability. But that's going to be directly after the tournament from 12 to 1 p.m. But I'm super excited to offer this. I loved this type of style of basketball player. Even when I was in high school, like, I got a bunch of buddies together, three of them, and boom, we play against another three, and then all of a sudden we have the whole school over there in our grade, and we're playing basketball against each other with the 8-foot. And I know the question that everybody's thinking is, like, can we dunk? Yes, that's why we're having the dunk contest. And we're also having dunking allowed within that tournament. So I'm excited to throw this on.
Yeah, I'm already stretching. I'm already getting ready. No. Is there an age range for this? Is there anything like that we should mention, as you have 40-some-year-olds like me immediately putting on our gym shoes?
For sure. No, like, I encourage the 40-year-olds to get out there and put a team together. But we want to make sure that everybody is in playing with each other at the same age. So we're looking for 14 and up for that tournament specifically. But by all means, 40, 50-year-olds, right? If you're excited about this too, just as much as I am, then get your shoes on, because guarantee you, I'll be on the floor.
The exercise, the fun, the opportunity to do something, get out there, have some organic conversations you may not otherwise. All these things are a factor with almost anything we talk about with the Y, in any program, certainly. With something like this, there's been a rise of 3-on-3 basketball. We're seeing it in men's, women's side of thing. There's an excitement towards this that I feel is very similar to pickleball, where we're seeing this rising up and being more and more of a popular sport. And as, again, somebody who just loves basketball, I think there's a really cool thing happening here, where you've got the NBA and NCAA basketball, 5-on-5, and your traditional basketball that's very popular. We just got done celebrating an Assumption Royal Championship around here on 5-on-5 basketball. But 3-on-3 has its place too, and it's rising more and more with, Ice Cube has his, sport going on with that. And I see that there's other outfits joining. So this is becoming more and more popular. And then you touched on something else that I think that your everyday basketball player, your person who just wants to pick it up and just go out there and shoot around and everything, that isn't necessarily in the conditioning or the shape of your traditional basketball player. 3-on-3 is perfect for you. It really is less people, less activity on the court, which means more opportunity for you. But also, I think you don't get as lost in the shuffle. You get a little bit of, you get the exercise, you get the the fun of it. Well, it not, one-on-one. It's not as heavy as that.
Yeah, and we're not necessarily playing full court either. Yeah, it's going to be a half court, like street ball style. It's not going to be make it, take it. Like, it's supposed to be kind of a fun opportunity, but also, like, throw a twist to basketball playing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, three versus three, like you said, it's rising through, honestly, in a professional level.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool just to bring it back to what it's about. Street ball with your best friends, right? Playing 3v3. There's going to be some YMCA swag thrown in there, but also, a championship trophy that we can carry on, and maybe have this again next year.
I see what kind of condition my dad's in. He's got a great great shot. He's got a great shot. But this is going to be really fun. If people want to register, they want to find out more about it, how can they do that?
Yeah, you can check out our website. It is, the flyer is on our website. You can register on there as well. It's $15 per team, so it's $5 a person. And then the dunk contest, if you do want playing in the tournament and want to continue to do dunk contest afterwards, that's included in that. If you're just an individual that just wants to throw some dunks down and show off what you got, $5 for that dunk contest. But again, YMCA swag's going to be thrown out there, as well as then that championship trophy. But it'll be April 19th on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And then that dunk contest is from 12 to 1 p.m.
I as soon as you said that, I was thinking about when I was young, I used to like to do the windmill dunk. In my head, I was doing it. I pulled my rotator cuff. Just now. You know.
I was just going to ask the two of you if you thought you could dunk on 8 feet.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's attainable. But when you look up at the basketball hoop and you're like, maybe I got to run up to this.
The factor is pretty big in this room right now.
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, I tore your rotator cuff thinking about it.
You know, Jacob, one other thing I definitely wanted to talk to you about before we wrap up is the healthy living programs and our new your new InBody machine. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yeah. I'm super pumped about this InBody machine. Okay. If you haven't heard of what an InBody composition analysis machine is, it's just right in the name. It's a body composition analysis. So, long story short, what it's going to do for you is going to be able to break down your body. So it's going to compartmentalize based off of the densities in your body. So referring to water weight, body fat mass, as well as then lean mass. It's then going to take all those that information with your total weight. It's going to break it down even further. So it's going to give you a muscle to fat analysis, which will give you an idea of whether or not you're in a below or average or above average based off your height, age, and gender. So you'll also even get further down broken to body fat percentage, your basal metabolic rate, which is also known as what you need to eat to sustain life in general. And then what's really cool to me is a segment lean analysis. So it's literally going to break open if your left arm or your right arm is bigger than the other, or if you're disproportionate from your legs to your upper body. It's a really great tool for our personal trainers, as now we can add that to the value of what we offer, because that's going to help us be able to sway our training regimen, but also help nutritionally a little bit to manage to get to where we want to get to.
I mean, really getting down to the bare science of it, of what is how to benefit the clients.
Mm-hmm.
And so much of these programs, whatever we're talking about, weight loss or just getting in shape or any of that, people come into with good intentions, but they don't always go into the necessarily programs that are going to help them succeed those goals. Mm-hmm. A lot of the traditional ways we've done this, we're learning and adapting to newer ways with newer technology. This is the perfect example of that. And I did a little homework on this, but I didn't know some of the stuff you mentioned there that is really unique and just kind of cool to think about. Certainly, it's amazing and first and foremost what it can do for the clients and for people. But just on a technological side, that's really cool. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It takes our personal training from us being able to show your sign of success through measurements or just through the numbers increasing through strength training or just like your overall feeling. Now we're able to actually have biometrics to show to you and explain to you like, hey, this is what actually changing in your body. It's not just this big number on a scale. It's all this things broken down for you. So we can be like, okay, yes, you gained weight, but you also lost 10 pounds of fat, but put on 10 pounds of muscle.
So often, and you know this better than I do, but so often people get dismayed or they put in a week or a month into this into a program and they're not seeing the results when they look in the mirror. Mm-hmm. And so they may dissuade them from continuing or something like that. With this, whatever you see in the mirror is one thing, but this data that it's able to give you from literally your own body is really able to show you, you are making improvements here. It may not be that noticeable, but look, you're making improvements here, here. And really the encouragement that this can bring, the support that it has. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's necessarily the intention. I know that it's a machine, but it's giving that. It's really able to do that for people.
Yeah, exactly. It provides that clarity.
Mm-hmm. This is a bit newer over there, so have you been using this for a while? Or gotten to use it for a while?
Personally, I've used it for 4 years and now. But for the YMCA, this came in on Thursday last week. So it is very new. So things are kind of shaping around it. It's kind of a soft open. It's available for people to purchase packages for. Mm-hmm. So like you don't have to buy individual consultations with a trainer to use that InBody. But there's packages available for that. Again, this is all newer kind of programs that kind of get slowly. It literally opened yesterday.
Yeah.
For people to start dipping into it and looking into it. But I'll have more information soon to come.
Yeah, we'll be bringing you guys back soon, I'm sure, and we'll talk about it more then. And when it comes to this program, and I want to go back a little bit, because not only if we were talking about camp and some of the numbers there, or the basketball tournament and some of the numbers there, you heard one of the main things our audience heard was affordable. Mm-hmm. Everything we've talked about today was very affordable, and that's something that I mention every time the Y joins us. It's greatly appreciated from the community. Now, we want to keep these guys employed. We want to keep the lights on over at the Y. We got a beautiful building over there. That's not what's the most important part to the Y. It's getting is every individual in this community a part of these programs, getting everybody to go in and out of that Y a couple of times a week, a month, a year, whatever it might be, making use of this amazing facility and the amazing people we have over there working at it. And with that, I want to mention Membership for All. That is a program that is fantastic and is available to everybody out there. If you are in a certain income bracket and you don't think you can afford some of the things that Baxter and Jacob have been talking about today, I disagree. Head on over to the Y, reach out to them, find out more, because they want to work with you on those things. That's what Membership for All is about. And a big thank you to all of the nonprofits and businesses and people that fund Membership for All and give us the opportunity to be able to offer, whether it's programs like you guys have been talking about today or the membership itself, at an affordable rate, so we can get all these families over there and have some fun and keep you guys very busy. That is the goal, keeping you guys busy. That's really the goal. No. Appreciate you both so much, man. You guys do so good together. Thanks for the time. If people do have follow-up questions, they'd like to know more about some of what we talked about today, should we send them to the website? Is that the easiest way to get a hold of you, or do you have personal emails that you want to mention?
I think the website's a perfect destination, because that'll get you anywhere you need to go. And all of our information is on that website. Just depends on what part of the Y you really want to engage with.
Go to ymca.org right now. Be sure to bookmark it. And again, you can reach out to these guys and about any of the other programs they have on over there as well. And keep in mind that you want to follow them on social media also. It's not only a great way to keep up to date on everything they're doing, but sharing their posts on your page, you just never know who might see it that wouldn't otherwise. Baxter, Jacob, thank you so much for putting up with my questions, hanging out with us, and especially everything you do in our community. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, there's a reason we keep coming back, James.
And a big thank you to Tri-City Services here in Wisconsin Rapids. Buy local, support our friends over there. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here at 97.5 FM WFHR.